Thank you, Tim. Next, we have news on the business front. A fish and chip stall goes seasonal. A pub gets an award. A law firm has to close its doors. A train company makes great improvements in its Wi-Fi and travel information screen provision. And a former car showroom is set to become housing.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Norwich Market, as Lucy's Fish and Chips has brought back its battered festive food by popular demand. On offer are deep-fried Brussels sprouts, mince pies and Christmas cake, which all cost £1, and the sweet dishes can be served with brandy cream. Barclay Gray, 53, who runs the store with twin brother Kingston, said, "People kept asking when we were bringing the Christmas food back, especially the sprouts. Come and support the market and try something different." Lucy's Chips was first founded in 1971, and the original stall is still located on the market. Lucy's son inherited the business when she retired, and Kingston and Barclay's cousin bought it 10 years ago, and they took over from him 5 years ago.
A pub in Norwich has been voted Beer Pub of the Year in the Good Pub Guide Awards 2021. It's the 11th time that the Fat Cat Pub on West End Street has scooped the prestigious prize. The pub opened nearly 30 years ago in 1981, and it won the Beer Pub of the Year for the first time just 7 years later. Owner Colin Keatley said that he felt numb when he received the news, as the pub is currently closed due to coronavirus. He added, "It's what you might say has been a very eventful year, eventful but not fruitful." He said it was amazing that it had come when the pub was closed, particularly after winning the City Pub of the Year award in the Norwich and District Campaign for Real Ale Branches 2020 awards. "You've got to be optimistic and think of the future," he said. "That is all you can really do." Mr. Keatley said he had built up a reputation by offering specialised and popular beers. He added, "We have regular beers from sought-after breweries, including Winter's Brewery in Norwich and Green Jack Brewery in Lowestoft. We listen to customers' requests and tend to stick to big-selling products." Mr. Keatley also said that punters were attracted to the pub's unique interior. He added, "This place is like a museum, and it's covered wall to wall with old brewery armour. It's somewhere people make the effort to come to and settle in for the night, as it's a very interesting pub."
Notary Express, based in Prince of Wales Road, will cease trading on December the 19th and has been forced to pay its former insurers, QBE, £60,000 to cover potential client claims in the future. The business was started 7 years ago by Merlin Batchelor, who works 16-hour days and weekends to get his company off the ground. Now employing 23 people, Mr. Batchelor has been forced to let them go. He explained, "We submitted our application to QBE as normal, well ahead of the deadline, and it was declined a week or so before. QBE wouldn't tell us why at first, and then came back with reasons like financials and multiple properties with the same clients. I simply don't understand. We had a turnover of £860,000, and that would have risen to about £1 million this year. Plus, surely returning customers are a good thing. It seems that we simply don't pass a risk assessment because of our size and type of work." A spokeswoman for QBE said, "It is standard practice that we review each policy at renewal time, and occasionally we may decide that a business no longer matches our risk appetite." Mr. Batchelor approached a handful of other insurers, though his options were limited, as they have to be on the list of regulated bodies, which also all denied the claim. "Some aren't taking new clients on because of the pandemic, and we weren't large enough for others. On top of this, you also have to declare that you have been denied an insurance elsewhere, which impacts your chances."
Fast-free internet and travel information screens at smaller stations are among measures introduced by Greater Anglia as part of a major technology upgrade across its network. The train operator has rolled out miles of high-speed fibre optic cables to 108 stations and improved mobile Wi-Fi connections to the remainder through increasing the capacity of the 4G network. Passengers at stations which have never had screens before, such as Brundle Gardens, Gunton, Oulton Broad South, Spooner Row and Laken Heath, can now receive more up-to-date information about their journeys. The project means all Greater Anglia stations are connected through the new software, allowing staff to get real-time service updates on their devices. It's hoped, therefore, that the company will be able to provide improved digital information on its services, as well as manage pre-planned updates and announcements more easily. Brand new, state-of-the-art information screens and CCTV cameras can now be found at 132 out of 133 stations. Greater Anglia says that its new screens are easier to read than the dot matrix systems they've replaced, and they allow the control room to display custom messages to keep passengers properly informed. Help points now include crystal clear CCTV cameras, a help button connecting directly to emergency services, and the option to talk to a customer service advisor in Norwich. The new system also allows remote monitoring of CCTV via the internet and the ability to share footage much more easily with British Transport Police. In future, the rail operator hopes to establish a satellite connection with every train so the location of each train can be determined with pinpoint accuracy.
A former car sales showroom will be turned into homes after plans were given the green light. Norwich City Council's planning committee unanimously agreed the bid from Cambridge-based applicant GH Developments to redevelop the disused Harvey Lane car sales site in Thorpe St Andrews at a virtual meeting on Thursday. The site straddles the boundary between Norwich City Council and Broadland District Council areas, with the latter having already approved the plans. The area will now be cleared and a two-storey building will be created, providing 4 one-bedroomed apartments and 4 three-bedroomed houses. Concerns over a lack of parking, the design being out of keeping with the character of the area, increased noise and issues around speeding traffic were raised in 3 letters relating to the plans. There would be 14 car parking spaces for the new homes, which would include 2 visitor spaces.